Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everybody. We are live in the tribe.
Hello. I like to be live.
Super, super excited. It is Elevate Your Body Monday.
Yeah. And now, you know, I like that Elevate Your Body is on Monday because it kind of gets your week started off just right.
Get it started right.
Yep.
Super excited about today. We got a great topic. If you're not in the Elevate tribe yet, I don't know what's going on, but you need to go to Facebook and get into the Elevate Tribe or go to ElevateTribe.com. All the notes for this podcast and every podcast we do is at ElevateYourLife.com because that's what we do is we're here to help you elevate your life. And today, Cheryl, we're going to talk about the health score.
Yeah, which is really important. I mean, it's a baseline, right? And it's something that if you don't know where you're at as far as your health goes, how on earth are you going to decide the result you want and, you know, and then that'll get you on a path to getting more healthy, but you have to have a starting line.
Yeah. And how do we know we're making progress? You know, of course, when you start a weight loss program, you get on the scale. Scale says a number. Scale's going down, you know, you're making progress. Scale's going up, you know, you're not making progress. So you got to have that number. So just like the scale is super, super important in weight loss, the same thing goes for the health score when it comes to your health. So we actually figured out a way to turn health into a number, which has actually never been done before. So this is very, very unique. It takes you 10 minutes to figure it out, to fill it out online. And it's actually going to let you know on a scale from 100 being perfect, zero being horrible. And we've actually had people scoring negative. I don't even know mathematically how that is possible. And it's funny, Cheryl, because we developed this boy, I bet it's been like 7 years ago now. It's been a while. And my number one fear was that everyone was going to score like 97 and, you know, we're not gonna be able to help anybody. You know, we're here to help people make their health score go up and everyone's health score is going to be super high. So we're not going to have any business. We're not gonna be able to help anybody.
Yeah. I wasn't worried about that, Paul.
It just shows you how stupid it is to worry.
Because you know what? And then, you know, COVID happened and then this happened and that happened. And it's like, what do you mean you have a negative score? Right. It's like, oh my gosh.
I am shocked that some people can get out of bed in the morning with the scores that they have. It's really bad. And it's people that, you know, I'm meeting with them and I'm like, oh, well, he looks pretty good or she looks pretty good. Like this could be the one that scores super high, but they're always the one that scores the lowest somehow.
Yeah.
You know, and people, you know, they have these pains and things going on and you talk with them a little bit and they're like, oh, doing pretty good. Yeah. Get doing good. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's do the health evaluation. So they do the health evaluation. They fill it out and we get back on the line on Zoom or on the phone. And wait a second. So here it says, you put 5 down for joint pain. Oh yeah. My knee's killing me. Well, why didn't you mention that before? Or, you know, that I had migraines, you know, every other week. Oh, you don't think that's an issue that you may want to bring up? Well, I've had them for so long that I'm used to them now.
Yeah. It is the way it is.
I'm getting older.
Yeah. It starts becoming just like an everyday thing for them and they don't even realize it. So that's what I love about the health score is, yeah, it's good for us as the coach, right? It's good for me as the coach to be able to see that. But I think it really brings to mind and makes real for the person that's taking the health evaluation, like exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. With their own body.
Yeah. Plus it's good for us because, at every single case, when I have a client that takes a health evaluation, they get a health score and I measure them again in a month, 2 months, 3 months down the road, lo and behold, it's going up. And they're, you know, I'm not rigging anything here because I'm not even filling it out. You're filling it out. You know, it's totally up to you. You're the one putting the answers down. So, when you get healthier, what I found with people is they don't really remember when they didn't feel good.
No, that's right. They don't
remember. Like, how did I score 27 before and I'm at an 87 now, you know?
Yeah, they don't remember all the aches and pains and the problems. They just remember, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. But I can't even remember what was wrong.
Yeah, but they, you know, then when the, but they see the health evaluation, they say, oh yeah, I did score. I put a 5 down for migraines. And you know what? Come to think of it, I haven't had a migraine in months.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then they were like, wow, okay, I got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we, during the Elevate 2024 workshop that we did, we established a life score. Now, part of the life score, a section of it, was your health score. So you actually have to do this health score in order to get that. And so what we did, Cheryl and I were traveling with Dr. Wallach, maybe the greatest health doctor of all time. And he would ask these crazy questions. So he does this big seminar. It's like 2 hours long. Yep. And then they take a little break. We do questions and answers at the end. And I remember, Cheryl, the first time seeing Dr. Wallach, and you know, this woman said, you know, I have this high blood pressure thing. And how do I fix that? And then he says, well, does your knee hurt? Now, I have a master's degree in nutrition. So I'm like, what does it matter if her knee hurts? Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. Why would you ask her that? But I didn't know the brilliance behind trying to connect the dots and looking to see, well, it could be a couple of things, but let me see if it's a calcium deficiency. Let me see if it's this. Let me see if it's this. And there's 90 essential nutrients. So he was able to come up with questions that started eliminating things first and foremost, and he could start connecting some dots to know that, oh, it's this. And you knew you could get it down to the nutrient with like 3-4 questions.
Yeah.
So that's what we do on this. It's going to be weird questions on there, but trust me, there's a method to the madness in this. And we literally taken his brain, turned it into a computer system and made this online evaluation. So yes, as Cheryl mentioned, you're going to get a baseline score. So don't let that bother you. It's just a result. It's just where you're at. If you don't like the results you're getting, we're going to change the actions. We're going to make some tweaks and you're going to get a different result. You know, I tell people all the time, let's not be afraid of the scale. Yes, you're going to get on the scale. You're going to see a number you're not going to like, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't weigh ourselves. Weigh yourselves. It's just a result. You don't like the result, you can take different actions and get different results.
Right.
So Cheryl, what are the different areas of health that this health evaluation goes into?
Yeah, well, we've split it up into 8 different areas. So the first one is heart tissue. Anything in your body that's hard, and you'll answer a bunch of questions about that.
What's hard in our body?
Bones is a good start. And then there's soft tissue, and that's like your brain and your heart, anything soft, probably all your organs, right? Yeah, all your organs. Number 3 is blood sugar. So we want to know how your blood sugar is. You know, diabetes is crazy out there. So we want to know.
Small problem.
Yeah, what's going on with your blood sugar? And then also digestion. And, you know, I mean, Paul, digestion's always been so important to us. And it's been interesting over the last 30 years that I've been doing this, that I see like everything we've been talking about for years. Oh, now all of a sudden, oh, it's digestion. Digestion is so important. Did you know that melatonin comes from your digestive system? Yeah. Did you know, all of these things.
So serotonin, right? Yeah.
Or serotonin, I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I know. And yes, we've been talking about this forever, but it's like, finally, I mean, Dr. Wallach is brilliant, right? And so it's like, finally, everyone's catching up. So digestion is a big thing. And I really do believe from what I've seen, if you're over 35, you have some kind of digestion problems, unless you are doing something to fix your digestion.
Oh, we see it in kids now. I mean, it's just, it's rampant. This is the number one problem by far.
Yeah. Absolutely. So number 5, immune system. And I think it's become apparent how important it is to build your immune system.
It, you know what, Cheryl, now you say it, I have gotten a call or two more in the past couple of years about, hey, Paul, what was that thing you're talking about? Immune system. Like, can you actually make that stronger? Like,
right.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, like a lot stronger, like unbelievably strong.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. Hormones is always, always, always at the top of our brains and thinking, you know, thinking patterns, the hormones. Weight loss, that's a big, and I think, I don't know, Paul, I really believe that that it's just getting worse. It's not getting any better.
It's getting real bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, so we, in the Institute of Holistic Health, not only do we give you the strategy on how to lose weight, the correct strategy, but the big part, the 80% of the weight loss is the mindset.
Oh,
and
sure.
And doing this identity shift that we put through you. So yes, we're going to give you the right strategy on how to lose weight, but it's the doing part that we find that a lot of people fall short on. Let's just say, to be nice, on this podcast.
Right. Well, and the great thing about it is like being in a community where everybody's on the same page and on the same health journey. I mean, that's something that I love. Okay. And then number eight, Paul, is energy. And that's
the big one for last. Yeah. Number one complaint at doctor's office.
Number one. Yeah. Number one complaint.
So we go, you know, with energy, you know, of course, it includes B vitamins and things, but it also includes exercise, sleeping right, meditation, drinking water. You know, I mean, the first symptom of dehydration is fatigue. So people just aren't drinking enough water, especially in winter. Because in summer, like people are like, oh, well, it's hot out and stuff, so I'll drink water like you're doing now. But in the winter, you know, kind of some people forget about it and they don't. And that is a big problem because 9 times out of 10, if you're tired, it's a lack of water. But, you know, if you didn't sleep well last night, that's going to obviously cause all kinds of problems. And we're going to be going a lot into, we're doing a ton of research recently on sleep and just the circadian rhythm. I thought that was the research on that we just found recently that just came out. It's been amazing. Like,
so good.
Really helped me understand. Like, I always knew it was super important, but now it's getting your sleep right is where that's the starting point right there.
Which is crazy because you think that's the end of your day, but actually it's the very beginning.
Yeah.
Your best, I guess, living your best life, right? That's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've always said, and you can go back in my these podcasts and see if I'm legit on this. My day always starts at 7 p.m.
The night before. You say my day always starts the night before.
7 p.m. I'm thinking it's the next day already because I'm done with this day. Now I'm starting to prepare myself, getting everything right for the next day.
Yeah. I love that.
So, hey, get back to your certified holistic health coach or private message us here in the group. And we will send you a link to this health evaluation. You can take it, get a baseline score. Actually, these certified health coaches that have sent you here will give you a free consultation as well on it. And then you can decide where to go from there.
Yeah, guys, live your best life by elevating all 8 areas of your life every single day.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.